Hello, shout-out fans, and welcome to this week's shout-out podcast. Now, you may be aware, this week we were coming from our brand spanking new Studio One here at BCFM, which is where we broadcast and record from. What we didn't realise was that when we first started on air, being so brand new, we had a button pressed down that we didn't know anything about, and meant that we weren't quite going out on air as much as we thought. In fact, people that were listening on FM were just kind of getting the backing tracks and the music and not able to hear any of the microphones. Now, because we record the podcast for you directly in the studio, you can hear us, but obviously the people on FM couldn't. So this week we've done the best that we can to try and patch it back together. So you will hear a bit of a funny beginning, but it does get going again when we restart the show, when we realise what was wrong. So anyway, we thought we'd leave it in for a little bit of fun for you, but apologies in advance because it's not our usual kind of professional standard. We promise we'll be back to normal next week, but enjoy and do have a good laugh.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Andy Thomas. Today it's a rather special show as we look at Trans Awareness Week as well as Trans Day of Remembrance.
We'll be speaking to Cheryl about some of the planned events and Steph and Tara have been having some tea talk at tea time.
All coming today right here on Shout Out.
Wow. You're having fun there, aren't you?
Isn't this?
You've got it's like being in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Warp speed 5, please, Andy.
Yeah, I might get the levels a bit wrong, but
That was the Doors for you, Andy.
Oh, thank you. The Doors, what, as in, they're going to start singing in a minute.
Oh, very good.
In case you're wondering what on earth we're on about, our brand new Studio One is up and running, and it's really posh, isn't it? Isn't it nice? I like the fact I can stand up and broadcast. That's a new one on me. So, how are we all?
I'm okay.
Great.
Cool.
You know, Faye, just keep going, and I'm looking forward to things coming up, like Rhymer.
Rhymer?
Yeah, the Regional Young Musical Awards.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm looking forward to tomorrow night as well.
Why, what's happening tomorrow night?
I'm guest DJing at the Queen's Shilling.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous, Madeline.
Yeah, so it's loads of 90s music, so it's going to be great fun. Lots of trance, lots of stuff. And hello, Matthew, waving your arms over there. See, there's so much room.
See,
we can
Matthew,
have everyone
can't,
in here.
He's had a little taste of the studio and he can't even leave.
I know, look, he's coming in for a microphone. No. Say hello, Matthew.
Hello.
do you want to jump on a microphone? You're hanging around like something.
Yeah.
Something's
right.
Wrong.
We couldn't hear you outside.
You can't?
We couldn't hear you, no. So this will be picked up on the podcast, but we can't hear you.
Oh.
No, not at all. We can hear the backing music, but we can't hear you.
Well, that's interesting.
That's weird because basically when I speak, I can see everything working.
That's very odd.
Mm.
Are we just broadcasting backing music then?
Terry's... Oh, okay.
Teething troubles in the studio.
Yes. Oh. Well, it's okay. We should just carry on and hopefully that it's picked up some of our... It's making a fuss when we talk, isn't it?
Everything's happening.
Are you definitely sure that we're not?
Okay, well, perhaps we'd better go. Okay, perhaps we'd better go.
It could be because I've got Audition open on this PC.
Yeah, perhaps we'd get into some music.
Yeah, let's do that. Where are we? Let's go into.
We're doing the mock rocking backwards and forwards as well then.
Should we like start again?
Let's start again. Go on, Andy.
You know, it's like the first ever shout out from a brand new studio, and we were sat here talking away, and we thought you could hear us. We can see everything flashing here like it was all working. And they said, no, you're not on air, it's just the backing track.
I'll get Mr. Edney to delete that button's functionality.
I have no idea what it is. It's a brand new button.
There's a brand new button.
I obviously accidentally pushed it.
It's got a nice muted. It's got a nice big exclamation mark next to it.
Anyway, right.
Do not press.
Right, Natalie, get your script ready. We'll start the show all over again. So, sorry about this. apologies if you're listening at home.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Andy Thomas. Yay! Today on the show, it's a rather special show as we look at Trans Awareness Week as well as Trans Day of Remembrance.
We'll be speaking to Cheryl about some of the planned events, and Steph and Tara have been having some tea talk at tea time.
All coming today, right here, on a now working Shout Out. Right, now you can say hello properly.
Hello, properly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
properly.
So, sorry about that. We accidentally pressed one button in our brand new studio, and then they all come running in saying, we can only hear the backing track. Of course, we're all chatting.
No, they could hear the music, not us talking.
Yeah. And we were having a really interesting conversation.
Some people might actually send messages in saying, hey, such a better show.
It's a very special show today, isn't it? Because we're doing all stuff on
Remembrance tomorrow.
Tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. Now, it's Trans Week. It's Trans Awareness Week this week, isn't it? Is that right?
Yes, it has been, yes.
Cool.
So, we've got Cheryl coming in to talk about the events that have been arranged in Bristol. So I'm looking forward to hearing all about those.
I think you're giving us some events.
I can give you a little rundown.
I can give you a quick event, which everyone would have missed. I'm DJing at the Queen Shilling tomorrow.
Self-promotion, Natalie.
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's terrible.
We know where we're not going tomorrow night, then.
I thought you were coming down to buy me a box of champagne.
All she drinks, Andy. All she drinks.
Yes. She's a Prosecco lady, aren't you?
Bollinger's, darling.
Darling, yes. Right, now, obviously, because we had a bit delayed start to the show, we're running a little bit behind. So I'm going to go straight away and say, Mitch, I'm going to give you a backing jingle. Here we go.
Go on.
Events. What have you got coming up for us, Mitch?
So, obviously, we'll let Cheryl talk a little bit more in detail, but we have got an early morning flag-raising ceremony happening at College Green tomorrow. And then also in the evening, there's a ceremony of remembrance at the Anson Rooms, which Cheryl will be able to talk a little bit more about.
It's lovely,
those.
The Anson. Have you been there since I've had a refurb?
It's
really nice, isn't it?
It's really nice.
It used to look quite 70s in there, and they've done it all up with lots of nice disco lights and the light now. So.
Yeah, it looks great as a venue.
So, and the flag thing's supposed to be kind of quite emotional. It's quite a poignant thing.
Yes,
when
they do it that. Is. And the Lord Mayor will be acknowledging that as an important day, and he's hosting that, or she's hosting that, sorry. So we encourage staff and citizens to show their support.
That sounded very much like the Queen there.
Well, it's on the...
It's
on the Bristol City Council source website, that one. So that's quite good that it's going out to the whole of Bristol City Council. Also, I wanted to talk about the Trans/Forms exhibition of transgender art, which is between the 16th of November and the 23rd of November, and that's at Hamilton House.
All right. And I don't know where Hamilton House is.
Stokescroft.
BS1 3QY. And that is an exhibition showcasing the works of transgender artists from across the UK and exploring themes of gender and identity. And I'm going to go down there tomorrow as well, because I think that looks like a really good one. I think I've missed, there was a performance on Monday, which looks great, but...
You're quite the arty type, though, aren't you?
What do you mean, arty type? Is it just exhibit? I'm a creative, Andy. Sorry, I'm a creative.
Yes. Is it just exhibiting the art, or can people buy it?
I'm not sure if people can buy it, but it's certainly exhibiting the art, and there is like some performance artists as well, and musicians, and you know, I think there's a whole smorgasbord of things that will delight and interest lots of people.
Okay.
The other one is happening next Thursday. There's a festival called
I don't know. You've got a paper.
Yes, I got it. It's,
hang on, I'll look it up on
a minute.
The internet.
No, it's like a Osfor Microfest, but it's actually the main events are like from LGBT artists, and there's lots of drag artists who are doing workshops as well. So things are happening at the Cube, at the Trinity Centre, and again at the Cube there's a punk musical, there's some, you know, drag artists from David Hoyle and Thorny, Maxie Moore, I'm a Mess drag queen, doing a dance.
I like that.
I know, doing dance and lip sync at Trinity Centre as well. And there's also two workshops. Tickets are £5, and there's lots of deals to make them affordable for the exhibition next week. So there's a link there that you can get on our website. Okay, and then finally, I know I don't really want to say
the whole
C word. What? You know, I'm not going to say the whole C word. But I do like ice skating, and there is an ice skating rink at Bristol at the Millennium Square.
Oh,
exciting!
Because I know they do one up at Cribbs, don't they?
They do, but they've brought it sort of a bit closer to centre now. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to doing that.
A bit like New York if it snows.
Yeah. And if everyone knows where at Bristol is, it's by the, you know, Planetarium, right in the centre.
It's on Anchor Road. It's on Anchor Road, but if you're going down there, watch out, because the car park's shut.
Okay. Oh yes, yes, they had
the car park shut.
Yeah, they had a fire, didn't
Sorry,
they?
Folks.
And the fans now don't work, so they shut the car park.
Oh dear,
long story. Look it up; it's ever so funny. So,
but there will be sparkling, sprinkling of special at Bristol Magic.
Cool.
In the air.
Oh,
brilliant!
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
Okay, you're welcome.
This is Justin Utley, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Sorry, I know you've heard some of this. We'll just get Cheryl into a chair, and then we'll cut it, because we know you've heard of this song before, so...
The Shout Out podcast.
Now, I'm sorry, we don't normally cut songs off, but it's lovely, Cheryl. We can't not have Cheryl on with us, can we?
If you want to hear more Conchita, basically getting Bristol Home plays it a lot.
Well, we've got another one coming up later.
Yeah,
we have. We got her famous one coming up later, which I really like. Well, hang on, what's it called? Rise Like a Phoenix. So, anyway, hello.
Hello, Andy.
How are you?
I'm here.
It's really nice to have you here in the flesh, because we get so many reports from you coming in, and we're always going, it's a lovely show we're reporting for us, but we haven't actually had you on the air with us for a while, have we?
Oh, it's lovely to be back in the studio. I have to be in Bristol tonight anyway, because I have to be down at City Hall at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yes. Now, there's lots of stuff going on, isn't there?
But
before we go into all the stuff about events, we've got a bit of breaking news going on at the moment, haven't we? Which
we
I think you know a bit more about.
Yeah, so people who are listening probably remember the story of Tara Hudson, the bath woman who was sent to a men's prison in Horfield in Bristol.
Yes.
That was at the end of last month.
Now, a big petition and everyone...
There was a big petition and her MP got involved. There were questions in Parliament, all that sort of thing. And we got her moved to a women's prison, which was a great, great thing to have done.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a young lady in Yorkshire in a very similar position. Her name was Vicky Thompson. She was 21 years old, had been living as a woman since a teenager, and she too had been sent to a men's prison in Leeds, and last week she took her own life.
Oh dear. You just thought they would have realised, having had all the stuff that went on with Tara.
How
absolutely.
Long had she been in for?
It's unclear. The reports are still coming through. There's stuff on the BBC News website at the moment about it, but until we actually have a lot more information, I think it's a bit difficult to speculate on things.
Yeah, so that is terrible, and it does show, you know, what can happen when people are sent, you know, when there's... this foolishness done.
Yeah, and what I can say is that there's a photograph of her on the BBC website. It's quite clear that she's female. I mean, it is utterly ludicrous that she should have been sent to a men's prison.
Sounds like a lot of bureaucracy, is the impression I get, anyway.
There's a lot of the Ministry of Justice hiding behind their guidelines and saying, well, our first option is always to send trans women to a men's prison, and then we think about it later, which, you know, does not help anybody.
Okay, yeah, basically just hiding behind some foolish little bit of paper that someone's perhaps not filled in, but one little final form for a passport or a driving license, or
well, it's definitely definitely something for us to go into a bit more depth. Perhaps do some research, and perhaps we'll get you to come back on, and we'll have a proper chat about it.
Yeah, so certainly want to follow it up.
But it also is a very good reason as to why we have things like the Trans Day of Remembrance and this week that's going on. Now I know there's an awful lot of things actually going on in Bristol, isn't there? And I know that you're quite involved in a lot of them. So do you want to kind of give us a lowdown?
Well, I mean, you know, we've already had a good lowdown on the events. Chris Hubley has done some wonderful stuff at Hamilton House, just putting on an art exhibition to raise awareness of trans issues. So thanks ever so much for Chris for doing that. That's a really wonderful thing. But tomorrow, of course, with it being Trans Day of Remembrance, we have the official events, which are much more somber. So at 8:30 in the morning, the Lord Mayor is going to raise the trans flag outside of City Hall. So now, thank you very much to the City Council for doing that.
For those that don't know, what's the trans flag look like?
It's a sort of purple and pink and white thing with stripes, horizontal stripes.
So if you're going past, what do they call it now? They've renamed the place.
City Hall. Yeah, where Batman lives.
If you're going past there tomorrow, if we call it the Lord Mayor Batman now.
I'm not calling George Batman.
Oh no, that's not the Lord Mayor, is it? He's the Mayor.
Yes. The lady and Lord Mayor can be Batman or Batwoman if she wants. Batwoman is a lesbian, of course. We've got to remember that.
So we've got flag raising. Then what's happening?
Then tomorrow evening at the university, the Student Union and LGBT Bristol are combining to put on a ceremony of remembrance. And this is the point where we actually remember all of the people who've been killed over the past 12 months through transphobic violence, of which, sadly, there are once again an awful lot.
Do you have the number?
Yeah, the number for this year is 271 recorded deaths. Now, obviously, that's likely to be an underestimate because we don't have any information from large parts of the world. It's also 20% up on last year. Some of that may be due to better recording, but, for example, in the United States, the numbers have gone up from 10 to 27. So I think we're quite clearly seeing an increase in transphobic violence.
Yeah, no, that's not good, and that needs to be something that people should...
Well, this is why we have T-Dor, as it's affectionately nicknamed, isn't it?
And, of course, the horrific thing about it is that so many of the victims are so young. Mm. There are the youngest this year is 15 years old. There are many teenagers on the list. The average life expectancy for a trans woman of colour in the United States is around 35 years. They have a one in eight chance of dying through murder.
So that's the same kind of age expectancy as the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
So that's, you know,
well,
bad.
I mean, the main thing is we have these events so that we bring awareness to it in the hope that things will get better. And in fairness, they are getting better, especially if reporting is getting better. I mean, where we are now compared to 10 years ago is a completely different story, isn't
it? I think that...
Doesn't mean that there's not a long way to go yet.
But the legal situation is getting better, but legal situation doesn't necessarily mean better for trans women on the ground. And as I said, we are seeing an increase in violence because of the increase in visibility. I think there's a very difficult period that we have to go through before we get proper social acceptance for trans people.
Do you have the figures for the UK?
There was one trans woman murdered in the UK this year, that, again, the same as last year. The thing about the UK is that our society is much less violent than the US, primarily because we don't have guns everywhere. If we had guns everywhere, then more people would be dying. There are transphobic hate crimes in Bristol. We know about them. They're getting recorded by the police.
Mm.
And they could so easily be murders if people had the means to do it.
Yeah. Now, listen, obviously the main thing that we wanted to point out is there are events going on, so people can go and attend and find out more about it. Is there somewhere where they're all listed? I know we've got quite a lot on our website, but I'm guessing you've probably got a lot more detail on one of yours, have you?
They're on the OutStories Bristol website. I know that because I'm co-chair of the organisation. So, I didn't put them up. Thank you, Chris, for doing all of that. And they are on Facebook as well. There are Facebook events. The university has put stuff up there as well. So.
Cool. Well, best of luck with them. I hope they go well, and hopefully it will bring some awareness to the issues at light. So.
Yeah, I mean, the flag raising thing is the main thing with awareness, because that's a very public event and we're expecting the media to come along and see it. So that should help.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to see you again, though.
Lovely to be here.
Do keep reporting for us, because it's lovely having your stories come in. So.
Now, I want to come back in January. I've got some exciting news.
Oh, fab. Excellent. So stay with us. You're listening to Shoutouts.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Ding dong. You see, I just want to say something else usually follows that, doesn't
no,
it?
It's not December.
No. It's also not Disney.
It's banned.
But yeah, that's from... it's a Eurovision song, that one, isn't it? You picked this week's music.
Yeah, that is Eurovision, Dana International. She sang for...
Is it Dana or Dana? I thought it was Dana.
I always remember it as Dana for some reason, but perhaps that was Terry Wogan. And she sang for Israel.
Fair enough. Cool. Anyway, news team are here, so let's get some news headlines. Yeah, there we go.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 19th of November.
As we've heard earlier in the show, a transgender woman has been found dead in a men's prison in Leeds. Vicky Thompson was 21 and was being held at Armley Prison, where she was pronounced dead on Friday. Friends of Ms. Thompson, who was born male but had identified as female since her mid-teens, said she had been asked to be sent to a female prison. She told her friend she would kill herself if she was sent to a male prison. The prison service has said that an investigation into her death has been launched.
Dublin-based drag artist and LGBT campaigner Panty Bliss was featured in last weekend's edition of the Irish Post, a community newspaper serving the Irish community in the UK. Panty spoke about a new movie charting the life and times of her persona, who became a public face of the campaign for marriage equality, and whose remarks on RTE television prompted a major discussion about freedom of speech and equality in the Irish Republic.
The local newspaper The Week In carries an inspirational story this week about East Bristol teenager Aaron Guilty, who attends Bristol's Hannam Woods Academy. Aaron is a transgendered man and came out officially on his 16th birthday in March. He has now scooped a Teen Hero Award at an award ceremony in London sponsored by BBC Radio 1 and hosted by Nick Grimshaw. Hannam Woods councillor Duncan Mather told the newspaper, "The personal courage and determination Aaron has shown is remarkable. This has enabled other young people to take steps, however small, towards achieving their own identity."
The National Campaign for Civil Liberties, known as Liberty, is the latest campaign organisation to join with the broad coalition of groups expressing concern over the government's plans to monitor masses of internet traffic. This coalition accepts the fact that compromises on privacy are necessary to fight extremist religious and political beliefs. Nevertheless, there is disquiet that the surveillance introduced by draft legislation could curb the freedoms of protesters and could impact on, for example, lesbians and gay men into S&M sexuality. Liberty's director expressed her concerns in Saturday's edition of the leftist daily paper, The Morning Star, which is also part of the anti-surveillance coalition.
The Guardian reports that tens of thousands of people have left the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, commonly referred to as the Mormon sect. They're leaving because the church elders have ruled that they will not baptize any child of married same-sex couples. A large queue of people wanting to resign from the church formed at the weekend outside their Utah headquarters. One woman told journalists that she was leaving in solidarity with gay and trans Mormons.
World AIDS Day is approaching, and the local HIV charity Terence Higgins Trust West, based at the Allard Richards Centre on Old Market, has been in touch about its day-long commemoration and celebration of the day. An afternoon of entertainment takes place on Saturday, the 28th of November, between 1 and 6pm at Armada House, which is on Telephone Avenue off Baldwin Street. Free food and refreshments will be provided, and the afternoon promises to be an enjoyable marking of a pivotal day for anyone with an interest in LGBT or indeed international health issues.
Gay actor Stephen Parry is the host of a new series of My Life in 10 Pictures, a programme for the Made In network of citywide television stations, which holds the licence to provide local television in both Cardiff and Bristol. Stephen will be interviewing a range of Welsh personalities for the programme, which goes out in Made in Bristol TV several times each week. Stephen is best known for playing the boyfriend of Gordon in Brookside, the Channel 4 soap opera, in the 1980s. At the time, Gordon was one of the few gay characters on television, when attitudes were very different from today.
And finally, the BBC reported on Monday evening that Cynthia Payne, the famous sex party hostess prosecuted in the 1980s, had died at the age of 82. Mrs. Payne hit the headlines when police raided her home during a sex party involving elderly men in 1978. She served time in prison after a 1980 trial, and at a further trial in 1987, she was cleared of controlling prostitutes at her home in southwest London. Her life was depicted in film in the Personal Services film starring Julie Walters. Although controversial amongst the feminist movement for her belief in organising sex workers, she was also described as a colourful English eccentric by one family friend. In the late 80s and early 90s, Mrs. Payne also contested several seats for the Rainbow Alliance Party, which had a strong LGBT rights platform ahead of its time. She gained around 150 votes on each occasion.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Matthew Tosh.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Hello, I'm Dolly Rocket. A big shout out to Shout Out. Thank you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Where's Steph?
Where's Steph?
Our Steph is away at the moment, but really wants to take part in this broadcast.
She's having fun, isn't she?
And Ivan met a little while ago to record this piece, which they call Tea Talk.
Hello, ladies. Cup of coffee, cup of tea.
Oh, hello, Ivan. That's really nice of you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you both doing? You don't mind if I come and join you, do you? So what are you two talking about today?
Oh, it's getting a bit emotional at the moment. That's the problem when you reminisce, isn't it? And you look back at your own transition and, you know, you think of your... I don't know about you, Tara, but I remember...
15 years.
Yes,
I think
you have.
About it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you known each other for 15 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because you helped me with Touchdown magazine, didn't you, the latter point?
Because I used to live in Cardiff, and then I used to party over here in Bristol, and then decided actually I'd better move over here.
So do you know Steph pre-transition?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right, so you're going back a really long way then.
Yeah, because I've been transitioned, 12 years, so we knew each other a few years before I leapt off the cliff.
Is that how you see it?
It is, because you don't know how far the fall is. You don't know whether you're going to land on a ledge a few feet down or go all the way to the bottom and lose everything.
Well, so. Even with other people around you, you've been through it all.
I guess
that
so.
Makes it worse, doesn't it? The people around you?
It did for me, and I think that knowing you, it did for you. You go to places where there's not just transsexuals. There's the whole strata of the T world. So you've got transvestites, transsexuals, cross-dressers.
Fetish people.
Fetish, yeah. And there's no real help. In fact, I found a lot of alienation.
You got fit in your box.
Well, yeah. I went to, because I was doing Touchdown magazine, I used to travel over to other places. And
What was Touchdown magazine? I don't know anything about
it. It was a transgender magazine that I did for 10 years. I was editor from 1993 to 2003.
Oh, right.
It was international. It went all around the world. We had other people who reprinted it in places like Moscow and Romania, Brazil. Across the States. So I don't know how many copies went out, but we just sent the main copy out and they reprinted. So no idea who it reached. And of course we were national across the UK. But I went over to Atlanta in Georgia. I met up with a group of people. They were mainly cross-dressers with their wives out in this four-star hotel. What I found was that the wives were very, very wary and did not like transsexuals at all.
So the when you say transsexuals, these are individuals that suffered from, well, I use the word suffer, but had gender dysphoria.
Well, the thing is that there's an umbrella term now, transgender, which, or trans, which to me is quite a meaningless term, because you usually put the word trans in front of something else, don't you, like transport?
Yeah.
So I just find using the word trans very weird.
Just like me on a bus.
Yeah.
I think it represents what you do, though, you transition.
Yeah, but the shortening of the word, yeah, you transition. But back in the day, transsexuals were seen as a separate group to crossdressers and transvestites. Now, the wives used to accompany the crossdressers, which made up probably most of the people we met, anyway, in this particular place. And the wives were very, very anti-transsexual. And I found that in quite a lot of places, not just the States, but back here in the UK as well.
Such as a lack of understanding, do you think? Were they worried that you were going to convert
their
husbands?
They thought they were
going
to catch transsexualism.
Right. It's a bit like... a virus. It's a bit like somebody turning somebody gay or lesbian.
Oh, you got it. Yes,
like
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, the way I caught it, sort of thing. Yeah.
You did catch it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's very, very odd to come across that. And it was very odd because I'd experienced it in the UK, but... going out into the world and experience exactly the same thing in the States. So I did the same in Orlando, met up with another group, and it was the same again. You'd have a couple of transsexuals, but they were alienated and always on the edge of the group.
You think it's changed now? I mean, we've done such a big change in the last 10 years.
There is a change, but there's still a lot of frightened wives out there that think that transsexualism will take their husbands away from them, and I guess when it comes to the crunch, that's what he went through.
Because I suppose that, you know, there are plenty of men out there that do like to wear female attire and have absolutely no interest in actually becoming a female
Tara knows as well that where we, the clubs and that, the majority were men that just cross-dressed and had no intention of going any further.
And still that way, if you go to the Palace on a Thursday...
Yeah, it's cross-dressers.
It's cross-dressers, yeah. Generally.
They just like cross-dressing because they find it relaxing. And if you go to the meetings, it's like going to a WI.
Right.
You know, they have makeup lessons and, you know, and I tell you, one of the most surreal things was going to a meeting down near Exeter.
How long ago was
and,
this?
Oh, this was quite a while ago now. Yeah. And I took my mum and dad.
You took your mum and dad?
Yeah.
Right,
I did. It was odd, but they wanted
Did they know where they were going? And
yes.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd come out by then.
Right. And but still.
Yeah, I took my mum and dad because they wanted to meet these people. Because I said, no getting away from it. They're really nice people. So this isn't... I'm not being derogatory against... transvestites and crossdressers. The people have a need. Getting back to the story, we got there and I'm chatting to someone on one table, and I'm looking across and my dad is sat with a group of six, seven crossdressers in short skirts, all sat with their legs apart, smoking pipes and talking model railways, and my dad's not taking a blind bit of notice of these other men, obvious men that are dressed up, overly made up with short skirts on, and it doesn't matter to him. When we were driving home, what a bunch of lovely people they were. They were all into model railways like me. It mattered not a jot to him.
Oh, if only everybody was so open-minded, then.
I know, exactly. Yeah. What a lovely world that would be, yeah. That no one cared what you wanted to dress like or whether you wanted to wear makeup or whatever gender you are.
Did you have any odd experiences like that then, Tara?
Ooh, experiences.
Well, in terms of being, you know, within large groups of people with sort of different interests and...
I think since I've transitioned, I mean, I work in the construction industry.
Right, which is a very sort of male-dominated industry, isn't it?
Yeah. But I've not had any problems. In fact, I've had more problems in an office environment than I actually had on a construction site.
Right, yeah.
And I think in construction site, people are very much in your face, and it's more about sorting out problems, and it's here and now. In the office environment, it was very much, I guess it's because I came out in an office environment. Actually, people felt I'd lied to them for 3-4 years before I came out.
Oh, gosh. Was that your perception, or did they actually say to you?
I had to just let them be, to be honest. And,
right.
And it's not...
There is a lot of that. When I came out and where I worked at a pharmaceutical company, it was a factory and office. But there was complete and utter shock. And so some feel alienated that the person they knew and befriended was not what they thought.
It's because they want to put you in a box. Everyone fits in a box. And as soon as you change from that box, whatever it is, they have to readjust their whole psyche, you know, their whole mental attitude towards people. And it's like, I had my PA in the office who couldn't talk to me. And she only talked to me. We went out for a coffee and lunch.
She felt she couldn't talk to you.
Couldn't. She was so rude to me. It was unbelievable. But now, we went to, had a good lunch out in Bath just recently, and we've kind of sorted it out now.
So the dynamics.
That took 3 years.
The dynamics of the relationship have totally changed now.
Yeah.
For the good, for the better.
Absolutely. And the conversation can be about anything now, and it's about things that, you know, men to women wouldn't talk about.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly what you need and want, though, isn't it? I should think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I went to my friend's 40th, and that was just after transition. And what I found was that I was very apparent about the male and female groups. And having just transitioned and gone full time, you kind of, the guys that I'd previously been to a stag do on didn't know what to make of me, to be honest. And some of them were very nervous, and some of those were okay. But they would no longer talk to me about cars and things like that.
So where did
heaven
you,
forbid.
So where did you insert yourself, so to speak, in the group? So did you sort
kinda,
of like...
I kind of hovered and ended up with all the women. And
right.
We talked about, you know, smear tests and going, you know, everything that goes on on the planet, you know. And it's just different. It's just a different place to be.
Oh. I'd tell you a story as well, because I used to work shifts before I transitioned. It was wholly male environment in the pharmaceutical industry back then. And I remember the night shifts... Porn magazines came out, so the whole table be littered with porn magazines. Now, they would always catch me reading the holiday section, porn, because the rest of it I just had no interest in whatsoever. So there was like the car bit and the naked women. But there was always an interest in holiday page about where what places were like in other places of the world. And every time, they took the mickey out of me. Why are you always reading the holiday section? What's the matter with her boobs? It's because I want some of them.
Oh.
Well, I had a strange... I went to watch a Bristol rugby when I... Prior to transition, I was on the hormones, and I really struggled to watch a rugby match for the first time in my life, and had not a clue what the match was about. It's a lot of thighs and legs.
Oh, well, there you go then. So you were there for a reason.
Oh, brilliant.
That's why Evan goes.
Well, do you know what? I haven't been to rugby. I've played rugby for a term, and then that was it.
Oh, that must have hurt.
No, well, I had the cleanest rugby kit in the whole school. It's a very long time ago, 1976.
Wow.
There we go. Enough about me, though.
But I mean,
talking about you.
I mean, I think that's the other thing about it, is the question about sexuality and gender, and it's trying to keep the two separate.
And a lot of people have difficulty with that, don't they? They
do. When I transitioned back again at the pharmaceutical place, there was one girl complained and said, if Steph's coming in to use the toilets and the showers, she's going to be looking at me. Luckily, one of the other girls stood up and said, why would you think Steph's going to fancy you?
That's, do you know what? People don't think about these really simple things like going to use a public toilet and stuff like that. Because it must be... What goes through your head? I mean, you transitioned most recently, Tara. What goes through your head? Is there a sense of dread, or is there a sense of you don't think about it? How does that work? Because I don't know how I'd feel personally.
I don't really think about it now.
You don't think about it?
No, it's just about, it's a place to be. You go and do your business and you come back out again. It's, you know, it's,
I mean, you know, I interviewed...
There's no dread about it. And I think, and it was something that Steffi said to me, was that actually, and it's something I've watched people do, is if you show discomfort where you are, you will not fit in.
Right.
And I saw... Wherever you are, you've got to think, well, actually, I belong here, and this is where I'm, you know. So it's when you're walking along the street. If you're walking along looking at your shoes, people notice that because you look as if you're uncomfortable, and that's what attracts the eye. It's not the fact you're trans or whatever else that it might be different.
It was being furtive.
Yeah, right. And that really does stick out. I was sat in a coffee shop in London, and I watched this trans person walk along the street. And the only reason I spotted her was because she was so not wanting to be there.
Right, almost looking self-conscious,
yeah,
I suppose.
And then, so she was hunched and she was kind of trying to be as small as she could, rather than actually just, you know, what, here I am kind of thing, and just get a normal life. And I think that's what you've got to bring to life sometimes.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Hmm.
I was just about to say, because I interviewed a while back a trans man, actually, who is at the forefront of this campaign in the US. It's kind of died down a bit now. It's called We Just Need to Pee, it was called. And there was this whole big thing in the US going on in various states trying to introduce legislation to only allow people to use
They've introduced that to some places.
They were only allowed to use bathrooms associated with their birth gender. And I mean, he's published some fantastic photographs all over Twitter and on the internet of him in women's bathrooms and in men's bathrooms and everything. And it just struck me as completely ridiculous, and how on earth you could even manage that kind of legislation, and thinking, oh, I really hope something like that doesn't happen over here. But it hasn't, thankfully.
If you go into sort of... Because I know it was mentioned in Florida as well, they were going to do a similar thing. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going over to Florida in a couple of weeks' time. I'm going to go into Lou. Somebody questions it. Well, what do I do? Drop me jeans?
Well, this is
it. Excuse me?
I mean, what on earth? Yeah, exactly. What on earth do you do?
Gender police.
Strikes me as ridiculous. Well, you know, here's to gender-neutral bathrooms, hopefully, and then we wouldn't have that issue,
I went to a school. My daughter was going to, say, secondary school, and they had what was going to be gender neutral, and they still had to stick on a male and female sign on the front of each of the units. Right? They're exactly the same, but there's this thing that we've got to kind of define things by gender sometimes.
I think we get far
too... Well, not just gender, but binary.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've not grown up yet, have we?
No.
That's right. It's a
huge spectrum.
I was just going to use that word. As soon as everybody understands we're on one big, long, thick spectrum, the sooner the better, I think.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I have to go.
To the bathroom?
I got to get back to work.
Oh, right. I was going to point you in the direction of the gender-neutral bathroom.
Yes. Now I got to get back to work. It's been really lovely meeting you. We'll have to do this again.
I know. Nice catching up with you.
Bye.
Hello, you're listening to Zoe Lyons, and you are listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I'm going to fly.
I need to hear that.
I love Conchita.
Like a phoenix. The ashes. You go, girl.
Mitch is enjoying herself.
I got a tribute act to Conchita.
Have you?
Conchita or Wurzel?
Conchita or Wurzel now, is it?
Conchita or Wurzel. No. I have.
She's really rather magnificent as well, aren't you?
She's magnificent, glorious. I just can't grow a beard. I'm really envious about that.
That's all right. I've got a brown felt-tip pen you can borrow.
I do have...
Just use some mascara.
I do have hair that I do stick on.
Oh, do you?
Just use mascara.
Yeah, I've done that before when I've done my when we've done the Lavender Cowboys.
Do you know that song? It's the best Bond movie song that never was, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It so should be a Bond movie song.
I like it. I really like
for
it.
For Bond song.
Yeah.
We played it. We kind of mucked it up a little bit because of the erroneous start to the broadcast, but we did play her other one earlier as well. It's nowhere near as kind of grand or anything, is it?
Oh, no. But it's still a good song.
Maybe we could play it another week in its entirety.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I think that's a good idea, Mary.
I had a surprise last week.
Not again.
I left here and I went home and I just sort of thought, well, I'll put BBC Three on, you know, I should do, you know. I like these sort of classy channels. And there was this programme on called Tiger Takes On. How Straight Am I?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I saw that.
Is that Tiger as in outnumbered Tiger actor?
It is, yes.
Right, yes.
He's the son of a famous porn star, isn't he, I'm sure?
Right. Yeah, not a porn, not as a musician.
He is genuine. No. His dad's a porn star, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, that better be correct.
Does it for BBC Three?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But it was
anyway, cool
it was
name anyway.
Very
I really
interesting, wasn't it?
It was extremely interesting, especially the way that it sort of looked into the acceptance of sexuality and gender in sort of like the 20-year-old generation.
Yeah, the younger generation.
Yeah. And they seem to be like whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah, but they were talking as well about people experimenting with sexuality, but not actually giving themselves the label.
That's right.
Well.
Yes.
So you know, they talked to men who would for want of a better word,
have relationships.
Get off with each other, but not actually
snog. You mean?
Yeah. Snog. Possibly more. I don't know. But, you know, they wouldn't actually then define themselves with the label, you know, and it was really interesting, you know, and all that stuff that comes out as well about, you know, men who fantasize about two women together. So they found lesbians okay, but, you know, still there were some still that meant, you know, they didn't want to be gay or associated with gay men or anything.
Of course, Mitch, you're obviously more involved with the younger generation than some of us.
It's pansexual is the new term.
Oh,
isn't it?
I can't tell you how many definitions there are because it's just phenomenally going out of my understanding as well. But there's demisexual, pansexual, you know.
Is that what you're seeing with your experience, though? Where, you know, that they are embracing a life.
Yes. Yeah, I think that they would also say that there's a lot more young people that find it easier now to be, you know, transgendered, for example.
I was going to say,
you know, that the gender fluidity and the gender non-binary, you know, identities are a lot more accepting.
There's more of an idea of a spectrum, isn't there, both in sexuality and gender for a lot of younger people. Which is interesting, isn't it? And
well, almost like want to change the
coming.
Acronym.
What, again?
Again.
We need a new one now, don't we?
I think, though, a lot of them are using things like LGBT+.
Yes, I've seen that as well. Yeah. Well, some official documents, they're saying the plus as well.
It did get to a point where you kind of needed a whole A4 piece of paper to write the letters down, didn't you?
Yes, TTIAP, you know, because, of course, asexual as well is a really big thing. People talk about being more emotionally attracted to people.
You can't blame people that don't fully understand it, because there's so much to learn. Even when you are part of LGBT+, it's, you know, it's hard enough for us knowing all of them.
We're very sort of, as a human race, we're quite keen on having labels, aren't we?
And
a gender binary, for example. And once you go out of that and say, well, there isn't a gender binary, then because we want to put everyone in boxes, you need a lot of boxes.
There's a discussion to have around gender anyway, and how socially constructed that is, and a lot of young people are having those conversations with each other and all deciding that actually it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and Open University actually has a research group into why people need labels, do they need these labels, everything like that, and they are working with other universities. So,
well, of course, there's also a lot of people make the mistake of gender and sexuality and getting them confused
as
well.
Because, of course, they're very different.
We say LGB and T, but you know, the T is more about gender, whereas the LG and B is more about sexuality, isn't it? And a lot of people do get that a bit confused sometimes.
T's more gender.
But
realistically, for myself, there's one label I'd like to actually have applied to me.
What's that?
Hopefully human.
Yes. hopefully human, Natalie.
50% alcohol. Yeah. Well, what was it you said earlier? Human. You're a bolly girl. A bollinger girl.
Yeah.
that's champers for the working classes, actually.
Prosecco.
Prosecco. I'm a Prosecco girl.
She's DJing tomorrow night. If you want to get down to the Shilling and buy her a drink, so
yeah, thanks, Nat.
Anyway, that's it for this week. remember, all the events mentioned on today's show are up on our website. It says his brand new home of shoutoutradio.lgbt.
If you're holding an event, why not tell us about it? You can now even submit it onto our website.
Yeah, just go to the events page. You'll see the button on there. Next week is going to be the first of our two special shows to mark World AIDS Day. But for myself and the team, now we can actually talk to you from our brand new studio one. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.